You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's what's up. Just sit back, relax. I got that show for you. Yeah, boy. Now here we go.
What the fuck is this shit? Yo, dude. Man, I'm on this app, this new app. It's, you know, it always comes down to, oh, I'm doing something new. Or, oh, you know. But I mean, I'm always out there. Like, when something pops up, somebody tells me to go and check this out. Like, I'm eventually gonna find it. And so I got told about this Clubhouse app, and you know, and I'm on it, and I'm excited to be on it. You know, it's this only audio platform. It's basically like my podcast. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you host a podcast when you open up a room or whatever, right? So I joined this room, right? And it's cool, you know? It's real cool. They're talking about music, but they only let black people talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, because what the deal is with this, when you go into the Clubhouse, right, and you go into their little club or whatever, their room or whatever you call it, where they're all talking to each other, and well, you could raise your hand to talk, like, it's kind of like Zoom or whatever, you know, and or you could just be invited and somebody will have you on the panel. And well, I raised my hand to talk into the musician one, you know, because they started talking about Chance the Rapper, you know, and who the original rapper was. And I'm sitting there like, you know, ooh, teacher, Miss Teacher, bitch lady, please call on me, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm just being silly because you know, some of the comedy shit I seen. Miss Nice Bitch Lady. I don't remember how it goes, but it was something that was really funny. But that's besides the point. But so, you know, I'm raising my hand and they're not letting a white person talk. Now, the only reason I'm saying that is because I noticed that, like, now keep in mind, I kick it with a lot of black folk. A lot of black folk do like me, a lot of black folk don't like me. It's a give and take. It's just like any other race. It's just like any other person, really. You know, some will like you, some will not. Well, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were like, man, you know, I had to move out of the neighborhood, you know what? And I was like, why? They were like, I was tired of being the only white person in the neighborhood. I was like, okay, it's understandable, I guess. And so, but I didn't know, I didn't know, like, whenever he said the only white person, I didn't know what the other people were like, you know what I'm saying? Well, then he says, like, you know, black people moved into my neighborhood and it just went downhill real quick. Like, they just started destroying the neighborhood. Now, that's not my words. That's just somebody else's words, and I'm just relaying this, right? And, you know, I'm not telling you who it is because, for one, it doesn't concern you. There's a conversation between me and this person, and, you know, and that's just their... That's just the facts. You know what I'm saying? That's probably what this podcast should be called, is just the facts. But I'd rather it say, what the fuck? Because it really captures the essence of, like, what I'm kind of going through right now. You know, like, mentally with all this that's going on. So anyways, they wouldn't let the white person talk in the club. And the reason I told you that story about them, my friend who moved out that neighborhood that he was living in, he was like telling me that, and so he's like, so you know, that's why I moved, you know, to a nicer neighborhood and things like that, you know, and I was like, oh, okay. And then he goes, but you know, they say that the white man is so racist, but it's really them that's the most racist of the bunch. And I would like to say that's true, but I think Muslims are the most racist because I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've seen it. They're really biased. I'll just put it that way. But that's just, you know what I'm saying? That's just, I'll just call it how I see it. Just the facts. Just the facts here. And you know, it's crazy because, like, if you really think about it, that might actually be true. And I only say this because I would like to address it from a wholesome standpoint. Like, you know what, And I feel like I'm Dudley Do Right saying the whole, it is from a wholesome standpoint, like a nerdy white guy. But no, I'm saying this. Whenever I say wholesome, I mean wholesome, all of us, the whole, you know, I'm speaking to the whole crowd. I'm not just speaking to one race. I'm not, you know, I would like to come together and tackle these issues, right? I totally get the I guess, for lack of better words, the bipartisanship that people would like to have. And I only use that word as an example because I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about the politics of race, you understand? And so, you know, one side is like, oh yeah, we don't like white people, right? One side is like, oh yeah, we don't like black people. One side is like, oh yeah, we don't like Mexican people. One side is like, you know what I'm saying? And so it's like this vicious cycle we got going on. And I'm tired of it, bro. I get along with everybody, man. Everybody. If I don't get along with you, there's probably something seriously wrong with you, bro. You know what I'm saying? And you should go get that checked out. But that's neither here nor there. That's not what I'm trying to get at. What I'm trying to get at is that we all a little bit racist in a way that means, like, we all a little bit biased towards our own race. And I heard that coming from a cop one time. He was, well, actually, I think he was an ex-cop. I can't remember. But, you know, he was doing a live stream and, you know, and he's reading his comments and stuff. And so I kind of laughed that he said that. He's like, I'm not racist. I'm just biased towards my own race. You know, he'd rather kick it with Italians. The guy was Italian. He'd rather kick it with Italians. He doesn't want to kick it with the Guidos. He doesn't, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't, you know, everybody's a fucking bully to him, you know, type of shit, you know? So, you know, and Jewish people don't want to kick it with the Gentiles. You know, it's kind of, I'm telling you, it's like, it's this vicious cycle we got going on here. You know, I mean, even Amish people are like, don't think I'm going the wrong way with this. I'm just saying they prefer their types of people. So they kick it with their types of people. Do they welcome guests? Yeah, of course. Of course. They have you come through. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you want to be, I almost said vegan. Maybe you want to become Amish. I don't know. But we're straying away from the point. But I want to make sure I'm gathering all of you in this. Because it's pretty important that you understand this full concept that I'm trying to come to. You know? So, you know, I'm in the music industry. Right? No matter what, I've been in the music industry. I've been making music. I've been writing music. I've been playing guitar. I've been, you know, making songs, you know? So like, yeah, I raised my hand in the music industry executive one, you know? Yeah, I want to say something. Let's talk about me being an original rapper. Let's start it out funny. That'd be funny. A white guy saying, I'm the original rapper. I'm the original Chance the Rapper. That'd be funny. That'd be funny. And then they want to, you know, talk about my credibility and see if I'm really all that, and then I drop some knowledge on them, and then it's like, wow, man, this white guy really came through and said all this and did all that, you know what I'm saying? But they wouldn't let me speak. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and close this room. All right, well, I had my hand raised the whole time, so whatever. But I will, this is where I will give him the benefit of a doubt and a grace period. I did have a phone call come through between all that, so I did navigate away from the app. And so, I mean, hey, they could have tried pulling me in, but I went back into the app. I still wasn't on the panel. So I just took it as his, you know, face value. Now look at me. When I say look at me, look at what I'm trying to tell you here and understand what I'm trying to tell you here. I don't care, right? I don't hold that against them. That is their group. It could have been something else besides me being white, but black people always say, it's because I'm black, huh? And so now I'm going to say, it's because I'm white, huh? It's crazy. It's crazy. The topic of race is crazy. It's not even touchy anymore. Like, we've become so desensitized to it because of all the news and this and that. And, well, some people have allowed it to reestablish. It's at, like, how do you say, establish itself, or but I'm looking like it just really dig its claws into you, you know, and reaffirm itself. That's the word I'm looking for. It really, you know, sometimes they look at the news and it reaffirms the way they used to feel about other races, right? And so that gets tricky because they know, you know, like, I'm only using black people as an example because that's just the most recent thing, you know, And this, and see, even the fact that I'm justifying this shows how racist they can be, you know. And you know, my whole life I've been called racist, and I'm, you know, I'm not even kidding. I've also been called nigger, die nigger die. I've been told die nigger die. So if you want to say that I'm racist, I've got plenty of words for you to show you that I'm not. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, like, if you look at my old podcast, yeah, I say nigga. Yeah, I say nigga. So what? You know what I'm saying? I grew up in the hood. You know, I grew up saying that. So you're not about to tell me, oh, you can't say that, and then throw some wild fists, because it ain't going down in fisticuffs. It's going down in bloody massacre. I mean, that's just the way it is. You know what I'm saying? If I had to defend myself, I'm gonna defend myself. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And so, look. So, you know, he's like, I'm gonna close up this podcast or whatever, this room, whatever. So yeah, what the fuck. But hey, I don't hold it against him. Maybe he gotta go, maybe he gotta do something, maybe he got kids he gotta take care of. Who knows? I don't know, and I don't care. It's not my business to care, right? But all I know is that I raised my hand for a long ass time. Only black people got to talk, and I didn't get to talk. Like I said, I don't care. I'm just saying what happened, right? Now, moving on from that what the fuck situation, I end up in another room, okay? Now, this other room is, oh, COVID this, COVID that, COVID, and that's all I'm hearing. And I'm not feeling it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's, you know, it's like they're saying something about, like, you know, it's the vaccinated against the unvaccinated and blah, 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 blah. No. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's people who are willing to tell the truth against people who are willing to lie for attention or a buck, you know, a dollar. Who knows? Who knows why they're doing what they're doing right now? But it's straight up people who are for real and people who are just all cap. We'll put it that way. All fake. All cap. They're all cap. Yo, that shit was cap. And they, you know, I got invited to talk almost as soon as I went in. They saw that I'm a presidential candidate. I'm calling myself President Tron, da 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 da, whatever. You know, and they see that I got a podcast. It's very straight up. And so they invited me. It was within a minute or two that they invited me to go and speak. And I was like, oh, cool. Very cool, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm listening. Well, you know, they want to talk about sugar and how it's bad for your immune system and all of this. And I'm like, okay, that's fine, right? But I wanted to ask about sugar. But they're already grabbing somebody and already throwing them on a mic and telling them that it's their turn to speak. So, okay, no questions. All right, whatever. So I just didn't say nothing. I didn't even say anything at all. Well, then this guy starts talking after a lady starts talking. But the lady, I gotta back this up. The lady started talking about, like, oh, I have COVID. It's hard to breathe, blah, 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 blah. And she's using the, yeah, I'm so sick voice. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's painfully obvious. And I just want to come through the mic and grab her and say, quit lying. You know what I'm saying? But, and she's from the UK. You know what I'm saying? And apparently, you know, news hasn't reached the UK. Like, hey, quit lying. Like, we know you're lying. Shut up. You know? But she's talking about all that. And then this other guy goes on. And he, you know, he's talking about it. And I was, you know, and I'm about to crack. I'm about to bust out my seams. I'm about to come unglued and say something. What does come unglued mean? It means you're not glued no more. You all in pieces and you about to break up and say something. You know what I'm saying? You about to make a loud shatter and people are about to look. You see what I'm saying? You about to come unglued. You know? And so I'm about to come unglued. I'm about to say something, but I'm still quiet. I'm patient. And but the guy said something, you know, and so I laughed just to test if the mic was working. And I seen that the mic was working. I'm like, all right, here we go. Because he brought that chick back into the conversation. And he's like, oh, you know, I wanted to get more information out of you and blah, 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 blah. But he asked a very specific question. Now I'm not gonna be able to tell you exactly what the question was, but he asked her to answer a very specific question. And it was an, if she was really in reality, really going through what she said she was going through, A, she wouldn't be on this clubhouse talking because she's short of breath. Okay. B, she wouldn't be talking as easy as she does because she's short of breath, right? She's finding it hard to breathe, right? C, what's the third one? Hold on. I got to remember. C, okay, that the reason I was leading up that I didn't say C is because, okay, so she can't answer the question. She clearly can't answer. Oh, well, I don't know what you mean. You know, could you be more specific? I don't understand what you're talking. Like, he couldn't have gotten any more specific with the question. So he had to turn around and ask something completely different. Like, he had to avoid the initial question. Like, just answer the question, right? So he's buffering her and buffering her. Like, whenever I say buffering, I mean like he's making her feel good about herself and all this, so she's willing to share. And I've had enough. I don't want to hear her share anymore. I don't need any more information. I'm a presidential candidate. I got it all. I already know what's up. You know, that's why this was originally called Sheriff Says What's Up. Now it's just Sheriff Says. This is what Sheriff says. What Sheriff says, Sheriff does. Because Sheriff, whatever Sheriff says, goes. You know what I'm saying? It's my town. This is my country. You understand? I stand to defend it. Righteously. With all we the people who stand for the truth. Who understand, right? But anyways, getting back to the point at hand. She's like, oh, I don't understand. And like he's you know, buffering her and like he's buffing her attitude up, you know, making her feel good about herself. And I just stopped him short. I was like, bro, she can't answer the question because she's quite clearly lying. I said, She can't answer that question because she's lying. I didn't say it just like that, but I'm trying to get you to understand. She can't answer your question because she's lying, boo-boo. There's no other way to see it. And this guy, oh, immediately, oh, see, more divisiveness. No. I told him, I said, no. I said, it's the truth versus the non-truth. I said, there's no two ways about this. And then he starts talking over, the whole time he was talking over me and saying I was talking over him. No. I cut in at the right, now even... Even the person who was leading the podcast before any of this was like, anybody can pop in, just be mindful about whenever you pop in and say something. And I was very mindful about it. I waited till everybody shut up and I said something, but now I'm talking over people. Okay, sure. All right. Well, how come A, you're avoiding what I said and deflecting it with saying that I'm causing divisiveness? This is completely bullshit. And it leads me to say, what the fuck? What the fuck? It wasn't that I got muted or anything. I don't care about that. Because I went in. I said my piece. This is a fucking lie. It's 100% a fucking lie. And I know it. And you all know it. Everybody here knows that this person is lying. And if you don't, you should go and get your head checked. Because after all this crap, it's been 2 years now almost. It's been 2 years. This, what is it, March, I think, will be 2 years that they've been trying to spread this crap, this lie, this bullshit that's making people wear face diapers. Really? Wow. If you're around food, yeah, I can understand. Wear you a face diaper. But man, if we're just in a store, if we're just in public, if you're driving by yourself in your car, yo, you can take your face diaper off, homie. I mean, unless you're just trying not to leave any DNA around. Is that what kind of weird shit you're on right now? You don't want people to know who you are when you're driving in your car? What, is the car stolen? What, are you about to go commit a crime? Did you commit a crime and you don't want anybody to see you? Are you afraid you're going to commit a crime and you don't want anybody to know who you are? Because that's how the Wild Wild West worked, right? And now, we're in the Wild Wild West again. Niggas can go and shoot each other and nobody will give a fuck. I'm sorry, but what the fuck? We keep degressing as a society and nobody says nothing? Everybody's okay with this? Everybody just wants to get more information out of the COVID victim, so to speak?
quote unquote COVID victim? Oh, you're such a victim.
Nah, bullshit. Bet you ain't even sick. You probably got an autoimmune disease and you milking it. You milking it for the attention. And I'm tired of this, man. I'm so tired of the lies. They have never once come with a real sample. They say China's got it. Like, we've already talked about this in a previous podcast. That it doesn't exist. They can't provide a sample because it doesn't fucking exist. China can't hog the sample of the virus. That's not how this fucking works. That's not how this works, boo-boo. If China got a sample, we all got a sample, nigga. You feel me? If China got an army, nigga, we all got an army. You feel me? Now I'm just being silly. But seriously, what the fuck? Like, I cannot believe I'm sitting in this. I just call it a podcast. That's what the Clubhouse app to me is. It's a podcast. I'm just sitting in the podcast and you know, I get like I can hear it now. Right, like my ears are ringing. Right, like I'm sorry, because I got to completely break away from the point that I'm making, that I was trying to make. But like I can feel it now. You know, my ears are ringing. Oh, we gotta warn the others about this guy who just came in our room and called this poor COVID victim a liar. No, it's not the facts against the unfacts. That's creating divisiveness. Your room is creating divisiveness. It says in the title, it's creating divisiveness. It's that it's the real threat. It's the real threat. Vaxxed against the unvaxxed. Okay, so you're gonna tell me that, A, we're gonna jump to the beginning of this, as a black person, you're not just a little bit racist. We're all biased towards our own race, right? Some more than others. But, you know, some people just prefer to talk to their own race. That's just the way it is. Chinese have always been that way. Chinese don't like people in their business. Are you kidding me? I'll tell you what. There's a show called Tombstone Territory. I can't remember the exact episode, but once you start watching that show, you get pretty addicted. So just watch it until you see the Shanghai one, basically. And it tells you about Chinese culture and how they don't want to get law enforcement involved, and they handle everything themselves within their own community. You know, that's why there's Little China. You don't see a Little Italy in your town. You know what I'm saying? You don't see a Little Japan in your town. You don't see a Little Paris in your town. I mean, unless you're in Vegas. Like, that's casino. That's attractions. You know what I'm saying? No, like, Little Chinatown in your town? That's some real shit. that's a real ass community. You know what I'm saying? And they all stick to their own, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what? I'm gonna tell you straight up. If you want to be racist, there ain't nothing wrong with that, dude. This is why I say this. It's because this world is full of choices. And yes, you should experiment and make your choice and figure out what you do and don't like. Hey, maybe you're good at being racist. Maybe you can go on stage and be racist for money. You know what I'm saying? There's a positive and a negative to everything in this world, right? And if you look at Richard Pryor, he used the word nigger positively to make a statement, right? Then, I mean, now he recanted it later and said, you know, I'll never use that word again. But at that time, he was like, yeah, okay, yeah, it's a word, bro. It's so, you know what? I'll call myself it. You know, at that point in his career, he didn't give a fuck. He's just doing whatever. He did not give a fuck. He was raised to not give a fuck. You know? And yeah, he got up on stage and said some of the most racist shit. And people love it. I love it. You love it. Everybody loved this shit. Richard Pryor, man. If you didn't like Richard Pryor, there was something fucking wrong with you back in the day type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of people that really love Richard Pryor, and I'm definitely one of them. You know, I really love the man and all he would get up and do and go through, and all the shit he went through. You know, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. It's crazy to hear his story. But that's, you know, that's really not what we're trying to get into. But look, man, like, That's why I'm saying what the fuck. Because what the fuck, man? Here it is, like a year or two later. We've already busted you in your lies. Wide open so many times. So many times. And we're still pushing this agenda? Still to this day? Really? You can't get over it? You can't grow up? Like, that's how I feel. I feel like y'all niggas are stuck in the past. Y'all niggas are stuck in the past. Like, who the fuck is really talking about, what's that, the bird flu? Remember when the bird flu was crazy? Or, like, what about mad cow disease? Remember when the mad cow disease was crazy and it was on the news all the time, but it never went anywhere? It's because it never really was shit. Just like COVID. But y'all motherfuckers are clinging to this COVID. Y'all finally got y'all's God. And I'm like, what the fuck? And y'all niggas will put faith in anything but God. Anything but the creator up there who has us living underwater. You heard me right. If you're new to this podcast, yeah, we live underwater. There is a firmament dome. It's been proven. Elon Musk can't break through it. Why you think his little rockets keep exploding whenever they get about 77 to 78 miles up in the air? That's because that's how high the firmament dome is. Challenger blew up. Elon Musk ship blew up. I mean, think about it. Challenger, we've already talked about this in another podcast, but remember, we're going through some refreshers right now. Some of y'all are just now joining us. And I do heavily encourage you, start from the beginning of this podcast. Go all the way back to the beginning and start listening, man. You know, because there's a lot that you missed. I've been here, steady talking my shit. And I ain't even about to rap for too long. But I tell you, man, I'm a long John, because I keep going straight on and on. You can't stop me, because whenever I get on, I'm on that mic, bitch. And I'm staying on. You can't stop me, bitch. You long gone. Watch me. I said, watch me. I'm going to say it one more time, bitch. Watch me. And again, watch me. See, man. Y'all don't understand what you're doing. Y'all here straight up ruining anything that ever comes your way. Yeah, that's okay. You can act that way and see where it gets you. Motherfucker, I split you in the little fucking hind end. Yeah, I'ma get you. That's what I fucking said. Whoa, your name is Fred? Well, fuck you, bitch. That's how divisive this is. I'm telling you, man. Y'all straight acting like some kids. Yeah, I'm kind of rapping similar to the other rap that I put on this shit. Yeah, it's trap. But I'll tell you, look, I'm gonna stop. Look, I'm gonna stop. I gotta stop. Cause I'll keep going. Your motherfuckers be knowing that I keep going. All right, look. I kind of just did that just be silly and prove a point to the black people who are listening. Maybe you came from that little podcast room or whatever. You know? Yeah, bro, I'm a rapper. I do rap, and I'm straight trap, and I get gangster like that. Yeah, I'm from the hood, man. I thought you knew about that. Whenever I do karaoke, I get up and do T.I. Shit, you think you a special guy? You should watch me on the mic. Yeah, I'm riding it like a trike. Yeah, a big ass one, an adult one, homie. If you don't like it, you can fucking blow me. I'm doing the three-wheel motion with only three wheels. Yeah, my front one is the one that steers. look, all right. I gotta stop, dude. But this beat always makes me want to rap over it. I did such a good beat at it. I mean, such a good job at this beat. Yo, but look, man, for real, what the fuck, bro? Like, I came here with a... Man, I keep wanting to rap, I'm sorry. I came here with some topics that I want to discuss. And we had to do that pit stop because, man, it's crazy. Look, I think I finally figured out why I've been getting cock blocked so much. And this will help you out, guys, from now on. You'll want to listen to this. Now, some of you know that I suspect that one of my exes was human trafficked. And if you really, really know me, I suspect that many of my exes were human trafficked. You know, I would get cock blocked or a relationship would just go downhill like overnight. And I couldn't figure out what was wrong and the girl wouldn't tell me. And, you know, I mean, like it was this whole situation, right? Like this whole situation. And now looking back, I'm all like, wow, no. Because you never heard from the girl again. You never seen her around in public again. It was some really wild shit going on. And, you know, and Vegas is really out there with that issue going on. Take a look at what I've said about the Las Vegas shooting. Like, you know, we all know that, if you don't know, but we all know that I did a investigation of that for 2 years, and it come out that there was no real shooting that took place, but there was human trafficking, kidnapping that was going on, and that's sad. That's you know, and it's just, it's too much, man. It's too much, you know. And there's people that want to go and fight it, and I gotta tell them, man, like, if this is something you really want to do, you know, this is what you're looking at facing. You know, now, it's not that I don't do it anymore. I still do it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, them newcomers, they come in bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, just like Trump said whenever they was coming in the White House, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Next thing you know, it took about 2 weeks, and they was like, yeah, you know what? Fuck this. So, they was like, yeah, you know what? What the fuck? It was funny. That's funny. So, yeah, I mean, I really think that's why I've been getting cock blocked so much, is because I, you know what I'm saying? I like special types of women, you know? I like a rare breed, you know? And I'm always trying to make it work with them. And it seems like there, something always comes up. They get a better offer somehow or something like that. And now I'm chopped liver and they don't want nothing to deal with me or do with me, even though they think I'm the greatest person in the world when we together and all this shit, right? I'm like, oh, okay, all right. Don't know what I did, but all right. Guess that went in the shitter. And then I'm pissed off and I go and complain. Mama, I got hurt again. Mama, you know. And then my mom's got to clean up the mess. Oh, baby, it's okay. Da, 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 you know. And, you know, so, like, I look at all the whole situation and I'm just like, wow, yeah, that, I'm gonna go ahead and say that that was a human trafficking situation. And it happened again and 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 again. You know? It wasn't always like that, but it started to become like that once I started becoming of age and having hot girlfriends, and, you know, get an ugly woman to marry you. Oh, hey, I wanted to say I'm sorry to Judge Jeanine, because I kept saying Judge Judy. Judge Judy, Judge Judy. And the reason I did that is because whenever I was growing up on TV, all the time was Judge Judy, Judge Judy, Judge Judy. Always. Commercials, everything. Daytime TV. I like, our daytime TV was my shit. I used to watch Montel Williams all the time. And yeah, so you know, I mean, so like, you know, Judge Judy, Judge Judy, Judge Judy. So, you know, it's sometimes I forget that it's Judge Jeanine, right? And so I'm sorry, I was feeling myself and I was rapping and I was saying the wrong name. Judge Jeanine thinks I'm hot. Yeah, think not. What's up? Better go watch your Fox News shit. That's what's up, you know. So I mean, you know, I want to apologize about that, Miss Jeanine. And so yeah, I just wanted to say that. Okay, so if, for those of you who haven't heard the previous podcast, so I've been talking about Obama's really running the White House. You know, he's posing as this whole joke, like it's this whole secret third term, right? And I exposed it, right? And I had been putting stuff online and I've been saying stuff in my podcast about it. You know, I know it's Obama. I know it's Obama. I know it's Obama, you know? And, so once I had somebody else confirm, what I've been thinking, I went ahead and started, that's whenever I started talking about it. Right. You know what I'm saying? More publicly. Right. And I pieced it all together, you know, and Judge Jeanine did her opening statement the other day, I want to say a month or two ago, and it talked about how she thinks that Obama's running the White House right now, and it had all my information from my report, you know, that I was building, or I'll just say my rapport I was building. And she put it on her Fox News opening statement, you know, and not only that, she took it further to prove it even more that I was right or I'm onto something, right? And so that's what it was, is I was celebrating that in the podcast. And I'm like, Judge Judy, you know, so I'm sorry, because it's actually Judge Janine. Hey, don't be mean, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But it's Judge Janine. And I don't know, it must have been my subconscious, like, Judge Judy. It's so funny. But yeah, no, Judge Janine did that. And so I just want to personally thank her. So this is a thank you personally from me to you, even though I'm pretty sure I've already said thank you personally. But I just wanted to make sure that I publicly addressed the fact that I screwed up on the last podcast, or the podcast that I did that on, and I needed to correct that mistake. But anyways, so if you're wondering which podcast it was, I believe it's the one before Correct Those Mistakes. But it could be the one that says Correct Those Mistakes. But anyways, look, I can't believe the audacity of the shit going on right now. So I've been kind of keeping tabs on what's going on with this whole vape situation in Texas. Texas has this lawsuit going on. I don't really know too much about it, you know what I'm saying? But what I do know is I don't know if there was a lawsuit or somebody came after the people who are doing this. Like, so what they're doing is, like, they've got these new things called Delta 8 vapes, right? And, like, I've been using it for a long time, so, like, I've been knowing about them, right? And the Delta 8 vapes have a lower concentration of THC in it. So, it's something, like, now, I don't advise it, you know, but if it's your personality, it's something you do, and you like to get high before you go into work, you should try this instead, because it, you know what I mean? Like, it takes the edge off, you know, and it, you know what I'm saying? So you should try these types, and, you know, just, you know, and it's discreet. It doesn't stink. You don't smell funky afterwards. And let's say you got post-traumatic stress. This helps, you know, because a lot of people, that's why they smoke weed, is because they have anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress. They've been through a lot, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, phew, you know, I gotta hit me some of this. You gotta give me some of this here. Well, the Delta 8 is legal in Texas, but they don't have dispensaries. And so there's this whole thing on whether or not they're gonna let the Delta 8 stay legal or not. Well, from what I understand, there's been one, I don't know if it's multiple cases or just multiple court dates, but whoever's leading this, apparently they won the first one, and it's like, I'm still trying to understand the whole thing, because, like, I don't have all the details, you know. I've just kind of been briefed on this a little bit, and I'm like, oh yeah, I know Delta 8, you know. And so it's kind of piqued my interest, because I know that Texas is one of the I'd like to say many, but they're becoming fewer and fewer by the day, but it's one of those states that's they don't have dispensaries yet. It's not legalized yet, but this Delta 8 is inching their way into something like that, right? So maybe, okay, you know, maybe we could allow it this time, you know. Hey, maybe we could stop charging for the tollway, which has been paid off for years and years and years and years and years. And maybe we could just start taxing marijuana. Hey, dude, that's a great idea. Yeah. I mean, like, think about it. The state of Texas is huge. you start putting dispensaries in like every town, because believe me, almost every town is gonna want one. You got potheads everywhere you go in the world. Every town is gonna want one. Everybody likes to do this, you know what I mean? So why are you guys not taxing that and allowing that and letting that be legal and da 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 da? I mean, that's it, I'm gonna speak straight to Greg Abbott on this, because I know that he's a governor and everything right now. Even though him and Beto are at odds right now over this thing, they're actually running against each other. I've kind of been keeping up on a couple things here. I haven't been watching too closely though, you know, it's because I got my own thing going on and stuff. But I've kind of been seeing what's going on and kind of laughing at Beto, thinking that he's actually gonna win, you know. But who knows? You know, stranger things have happened. Obama won secretly, and through the name of Biden, and he did cheat to win, but whatever, you know. You know, he's like the Patriots, got to cheat to win. But anyways, it's neither here nor there. I'm sorry, I'm just stuck on the Patriots got to cheat to win. it's funny though, because it's so true. It's like, you know, or should I just say Tom Brady got to cheat to win? Like, I don't know. Whatever comes first. But anyways. So Greg, let me tell you something. The whole legalization over let's just say cannabis, that's not even a Democratic or a Republican thing anymore. You're not less Republican if you open up a dispensary. You know what I'm saying here? It's not even a, you know what I mean? Like, I know that you're probably trying to hold on your true values as a Republican versus a Democrat, da 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 da. But it's, you know what I mean? It's not even Republican versus Democrat on this issue. It's not. I don't care how you slice it. You know, because it's more of a, are we going to give medical care to these people or not? Because, like, it's a substance. It's a medicine. It's an herb. It's a natural herbal blend. You know? Now, don't get me wrong. Some people are lacing it with some really crazy stuff and making it non... This is more like herbicide. Now I'm just being silly. But, you know what I'm saying? It's not a Republican versus Democrat thing. It's just, like, go ahead and legalize it for your state. Because, you know... I don't even know how to, like, I can't even say it. Like, it's, like, why is it on the tip of my, like, I keep trying to say it and something is just, like, fighting it back. That's crazy. That is crazy. No, nigga, you're crazy. No, nigga, you're crazy. Just kidding. I'm kidding, guys. No, but, like, why you guys aren't taxing marijuana and allowing legalized dispensaries and all that is beyond me. I don't know if you've been saving it for a moment to help you get reelected, but maybe this would be a good time, you know? And because that shit would shut this case up altogether. You legalize it, I mean, wouldn't the case be null and void? That's not how the court works. That's not how the court works. It doesn't matter if you're innocent or guilty. They still want you to go through a trial. Oh yeah, no, let's see if you're innocent or guilty. And so then that gives the DA, like, that makes the DA too big to fail in this situation. Because now they've got you, right? Now the DA has got you. In a situation, they've got you. You're not going anywhere, because if you go anywhere, oh, we got you, right? That's when they really, really got you. And you really, really ain't going nowhere. And they'll do that as many times as they've got to until they've They've got you, right? It's crazy, man. It's really crazy. It's really crazy. And something must be done. Like, I couldn't imagine life as a DA. Life as, like, the district attorney. I could not imagine the lifestyle, the life choices that you have to make. So, A, thank you for your service, and B, fuck you very much for your disservice, right? And I mean that with the utmost respect, because A, you're just doing your job, right? But at the same time, you're doing a shitty job. If a person is innocent, it's they can easily prove out of court that they're innocent. Why would you still bring it to trial? I don't understand. Like, I see so many people go through this. You know, and if you've listened to my earlier podcast, that one friend that didn't do it, but got found guilty, even though he didn't do it, and there's a common denominator showing that he didn't do it, but the DA doesn't give a fuck. The judge cares. It's his job to get up there and give a shit. Some of them don't. Some of them would rather collect that under the table payment to cast whatever judgment. But whenever it comes to a jury, a judge really doesn't have that much control. He could. Indirectly, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, who bought the TVs in the jury, bitch? Tell me that. You know? There could be, even if you could prove that you didn't do it, you still don't know that jury. You still don't understand how they were picked, who picked them, why they were picked, you know, and what their filtering process was, if it was good enough. But sometimes people will be in a jury and they've got no business being there. Maybe they have a rape case that they're going to be in a jury for. You don't know if they're a rape victim or not. And then later on in the trial, it comes out that this person in the jury was a rape victim. And so now their vote doesn't count. So now we got to recast the jury. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? Some people fly way under the radar and just give whatever judgment, and then they get in that jury room and they're like, no, we're voting this and blah, 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 he's guilty, blah, 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 you know? You never know. You never know. Some people could be a friend of the person who is making the claim, the initial claim that's getting the other person in trouble or potentially getting the other person in trouble. You don't know. You don't know. But do you see the point I'm trying to make here? The way the system is set up, the DA is way too big to fail. You understand where I'm getting at here? The DA is set up to be way too big to fail. The DA can come in and basically, within reason, and I would say within reason, I mean in court terms, and you know, in a court mindset, and within court's reason, they can do whatever the fuck they want to you. They're gonna wear you down, and they're gonna get their paycheck. I don't know how the courts work, and maybe every state is different, but I'm starting to think that DAs get a commission off of, you know what, fuck you, you're getting the sentence whether you like it or not. But then that's just another way for them to be too big to fail. It's just another incentive to lock your ass up, even if you're innocent. Like, that's fucked up, right? What the fuck? How, like, you see what I mean? How is that okay? How is that justice? How is that a fair trial? It's not a fair trial because the DA doesn't give a shit. They don't care, and they're not gonna care. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. You know, we're already at the end of this podcast. I can't believe it. But do you see what I'm saying here? like, I feel like I need to keep reiterating, because it's an
epidemic.
It's a pandemic. It's a problem. It's a real problem. How many times have you heard on the news an innocent person got found guilty? How many times have you heard that going on? There's shows about it. How many shows and movies are about that? This is a problem. Otherwise, people would not be making movies and TV shows and all this crap about it. You can't say that I'm wrong. You cannot. That would be like you saying, oh yeah, you know what, Chance? COVID exists. It's bullshit, man. Yeah, okay, I'll call myself Sheriff, but you know, my name is Chance. You know, so you can't rationally tell me, Chance, COVID exists. You know, I have family that died. The first thing I'm asking, well, did they get put on a breathing machine? They got intubation? Okay, well, that's why they died. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me shit. Just like in the previous podcast, that guy can't tell me shit about being with females. You can't tell me shit about COVID. You can't. Because I know it's just made up. It's all made up. It's 100% bullshit. That's why people can't answer your questions whenever you get too specific about COVID. Because it's not real. I'm going to keep coming onto this podcast and telling you this. It's not real. Like, shut it down already. Like, Sheriff of the whole world, nigga, says, shut it down. Quit the lying. We know that you're committing fraud. And eventually, it will catch up to you. That Pied Piper got a price. And that price is steep, my man. Or woman, chick, dude, whatever you are. That price is steep and you can't pay it. You're writing checks with your mouth that your ass can't cash, homie. I'm telling you straight up. Why you think I got kicked out of that room? Because I said you writing checks with your mouth that your ass can't cash, homie. Think about it. Think about it long and hard before you open your mouth and say, oh yeah, COVID exists. It's so fucking real. Because I got news for you, bruh. It's not. You know, I see them all the time. I go into public places. I sit down next to them. Not by choice. Just because we in the same spot and I got to sit down somewhere and I'm sitting down next to them. And they start talking about, I got the vax. I'm so scared of the virus. Blah, blah, blah. All this fucking bullshit. You know, I know somebody that's really close to me that got vaccinated just so they could go on a cruise. Okay? Now, I accept the fact. At first, I was like, what the fuck? Because they said they would never, ever get it. Guess what they said when they came home from the cruise? Yeah, it was fun. But it wasn't worth getting a vaccination. In other words, it wasn't worth selling their soul, a soft core sell of their soul. You know? And they follow God. You know, and it just goes to show, like I try telling these people, you are new to this. Listen to me. I understand the Bible. I've been understanding the Bible. You're new to this. Why wouldn't you leave your training wheels on and let me help you ride the bicycle before you try hauling ass with the motherfucker shit?
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, then you're in luck. There's plenty more for you here. All you gotta do is visit sheriffsays.com and then scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and then,
ooh, I like that one.
And then click play.